Welcome to the Cost Segregation Authority series from My Cost Segregation. This is the Internal Revenue Code, Section 168G, known as the Alternative Depreciation System. It was updated in 2017. Let me explain how it works. The Alternative Depreciation System, or ADS, is a set of rules that forces certain property to be depreciated over longer periods using straight-line depreciation. For property placed in service after 2017, residential rental property gets 30 years under ADS. Non-residential real property gets 40 years, and qualified improvement property, or QIP, gets 20 years. These are slower schedules than the regular system. But here is the catch. ADS is not always a choice. If a real property business elects out of the Section 163J interest expense limit, it triggers mandatory ADS. That election locks buildings, QIP, and residential property into those longer recovery periods. And here is the hidden cost. Section 168K2D says bonus depreciation is not allowed on property that must use ADS. This rule ignores any voluntary election a taxpayer might make under Section 168G7. So if the law forces you onto ADS, bonus is gone. But if you choose ADS on your own, bonus stays. This matters because a client's bonus projections can be wrong if we miss this. Imagine a real property trade or business that made the election for Section 163J relief. Their buildings and QIP are now stuck on mandatory ADS. Promising full bonus on those assets would be a mistake. Our job is to flag that upfront. In a cost segregation study, we check ADS status first. If the owner made the election, we schedule the affected property at the ADS lives. Residential at 30 years. Non-residential at 40. QIP at 20. Those numbers go into the depreciation schedules. And we note the election so the client's tax team knows why bonus is not available. But mandatory ADS does not erase the value of cost segregation. Even under ADS, not all assets are locked into the same slow lane. For example, certain equipment or land improvements might still qualify for shorter ADS periods. The key is reclassifying assets correctly. A piece of machinery might move from 40 years to 9 years under ADS if it fits a different class. Those shifts still speed up cash flow. This also means not all ADS taxpayers lose bonus. If a client voluntarily picks ADS, their bonus eligibility stays intact. But if the law forces them onto ADS, bonus is off the table. Confusing these two paths leads to wrong numbers. Thanks for listening to the Cost Segregation Authority series. To see how your property's ADS status affects bonus eligibility, review the legal analysis section of your report.